affect this guy is your motives. Your motives are to go out and get drunk or get a buzz off it even. What that does is impair your judgment. And one of the fruits of the Spirit, if you're a Christian, is self-control. And when it impairs your judgment, you don't have full self-control of what your actions are and what you're doing. And therefore, you can't glorify God in your actions. And that's why drunkenness is wrong, down to the root of it. So, but you have to just judge your intent. If you're just doing, trying to have a drink of wine at dinner, there's no big deal. God, I mean, Jesus drinks.
Oh, man.
He changed water to wine.
So, what if Sarah and I are just having some drinks together, you know, so we, you know, feel good, and we'll dance a little bit, and, you know, go back and go to sleep.
Is it wrong to sleep with someone, like, if you're not having sex? Well, let me just get to the root of that. Right, you know, when I was in a Christian, I would do the same thing. That's nothing wrong. We didn't do anything. But the problem with that is it tends to lead towards that eventually. Okay, and the Bible says, don't give the devil a foothold. In other words, if I have a problem with getting drunk, I'm not going to go to a bar. If I'm sexually attracted to someone, I'm not going to sleep in the same bed with them, because eventually, over time, it's going to lead that, because you have your strong feelings for this person. Eventually, it's going to probably happen. So in order to stop it from happening altogether, you just don't even bother sleeping. See what I'm saying? So, but I think what John was asking, he's asking if you're a good person. Would you mind if he put you through something called a good person test?
Yeah,
would you consider yourself a good person?
I mean, there's times I
Let's go over real quick. You ever heard of the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Okay. Well, pretty much, God gave us the Ten Commandments so that we could see how we pass God's moral standard, like how we do against God's moral standard. So, one of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not lie, or thou shalt not bear false witness. So, have you ever told a lie?
Yeah, I mean,
obviously,
yeah. Yeah, okay. What do you call people that tell a lie?
What?
What would you call somebody that told a lie?
A liar.
Yeah. Have you ever stolen anything?
Yeah.
What do you call somebody that steals?
Stealer.
That's more specifically, what's the word? Thief, right?
Thief.
Yeah, all right. Have you ever looked with lust at another?
Yes.
Well, here's what Jesus said. Jesus said, whoever looks with lust has committed adultery with that person in his heart, or in her heart. So, according to Jesus' standard, just by looking with lust, you've already committed adultery.
Have you ever committed lust?
What's that?
Have you ever committed
Absolutely.
Lust?
Absolutely, yeah. But, so by God's standard, he sees our thought life. Just because we don't have to actually commit the deed in order for us to sin.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, have you ever taken God's name and used it as a cuss word?
Yes.
Okay, well, the Bible says that no blasphemer, or the blasphemer, God will not hold guiltless him who takes his name in vain. So think of it, if we use God's name as a cuss word, what do you think we, how does that view, or how do you think we, somebody would think about God, if somebody used God's name as a,
like it's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, does anybody ever use Hitler's name as a cuss word?
Yeah. But the thing is, what I think, like, honestly, what I'm thinking right now is, I see all these people walk by us right now, and they don't even think one thought as they walk by us.
Right, okay.
I try to read the Bible. What my goal is to read every verse of Psalm.
Okay.
Whether I can memorize it or not, I want to read every verse of Psalm. I highlight it.
Okay, all
right. All these people, see them walk by us right now? Look, yeah. They bump into us. Yeah. They don't even know we're here.
But it's all right, though. But
to me, listen, God is like, he means everything to me, and yes, I must make mistakes. Look, I'm getting teary-eyed right now. Because I might make mistakes. Because, like, the only reason why... Hey, what's up? Because, like, I'm with Sarah right now. Like, we really love each other. Whether it's going to last, I don't know. But I don't go have sex with random people.
Okay.
I feel I'm a bad Christian. Yes, I might have sex with her, but because I'm not married, right? I might make sins, but I believe that God wrote those words for us, for me, for her, that he died for us.
Right.
And that's what means to me that, you know, I make mistakes. I make a ton of them, you know.
Right,
I try to stop cursing. I try not to say the names Lord in vain. I try. It's hard. It's, you know, it's really hard.
But the thing about it is say, for instance, right now, if from this moment till you died, you didn't break the law one more time. You were perfect from this point on.
Hey, where you at?
perfect the, is impossible.
Exactly. Okay, no, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right, we agree. We agree.
If you were.
We agree.
You still broke the law. Before. You've broken the law.
Everybody has broken the law.
So, and by your own admission, from the four commandments we went over, you've admitted to being a liar, a thief, an adulterer, and a blasphemer. And that's how. Hold on one second.
Do you know what, though?
Hold on one second. Can I actually say this first?
All right, let's go.
So, if God were to judge you based on the Ten Commandments, do you think you'd be innocent or guilty?
Guilty.
So do you think you'd be going? Hold on, one more thing.
Y'all would be guilty too.
All right. Now, if you're guilty, do you think you'd be going to heaven or hell?
Hell. It's simple. It's really simple. I think every all of. I think.
So then, what else matters then? What else matters?
Jeez, Brenda. Hey, how's it going, Brenda?
Give me somebody a handshake.
I'll give it with you later. All right. Nice to meet you.
I'm saying. I mean, is that what he think he bases that decision?
Absolutely.
Versus if he's really in your heart.
Has nothing to do with him being in your heart.
Well then. But y'all have committed adultery, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think what does it break down to is what you're asking?
What does it break down to?
Okay, so this is what it breaks down to.
Everybody in this world
deserves to go to hell.
One time or another deserves to go to hell. God died to forgive us.
Right. Right? Now, how do you get that forgiveness? That's what we're trying to get
by
to.
By making a connection with him. Every night when I read the Bible verse, I say, you know, Lord, what do you mean by this? You know, we talk together.
Right.
So, you telling me tonight, you know, I'm not a good Christian.
No, we're not saying you're not a good Christian.
But that's what it feels like. It's feeling right now that you're trying to condemn me, saying I'm not a good enough Christian.
No, what we're trying to say is that no one, including us, is good enough to get to heaven. And we never will be.
Yeah.
Okay, so, if you, this is say, for example, Scott. You understand before God tonight, or you, Sarah, and God says, Scott and Sarah, why is Sarah let you into heaven? What would you say to them?
Because we love you enough that we're going to try our absolute best.
And I believe that. I mean, I believe, you know, he's the one. I mean, I believe he's
that's good.
To try our best not to make as decisions as these people are. Right. Some girls tonight, probably 80% of the girls tonight are going to not forget. They're going to say, look, I can have sex with anybody I want. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to move on.
Right. Okay? But here's the thing, Scott. Like John already kind of said, the things you've done in the past, they have to be forgiven. So it doesn't matter what you do from here on out.
Yeah.
If you've still sinned, like say someone killed someone 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Digging coffin 5 years. The good thing is all those 5 years finally got caught. So before a judge, the judge, you know what? I know I killed someone 5 years ago. But I've done good things ever since then.
It doesn't
matter. You're still going to get punished, right? Yeah. So this is what the Bible says, okay? The Bible says you must be born again.
Be careful, man.
You guys know what that means?
Just completely change your lifestyle.
Well, that's different. That's you trying to change. God has to change from inside out. The Bible says if you'll repent, that means turn from that way of living and trust in Him, He will grant you eternal life. Okay? You can't earn it. It's a gift God gives you. Okay? But when you do that, repent and trust in Him, the moment you do that, you'll become born again. The Bible says He removes from you a heart of stone, gives you a heart of flesh, and He causes you to walk in His ways. About 10 years ago, when I was a Fort Bragg and a soldier, I loved my sin. I loved fornication. I loved all those things. Drunkenness. I did them all. So the thing we question the other way, we're not saying we have none. We've done them all. Probably the more than you guys have. Okay? But the moment that night I repented of my sins and put my trust in Christ, it's like everything changed. Things I loved, I started to hate them. I didn't want to do them anymore. I didn't want anything to do with them. I wanted to read God's word and soak it up. I wanted to be in fellowship with the believers. I wanted to share the gospel that I heard. I don't want anybody to help me. Things just changed. So what I'm trying to tell you is, you can't change yourself. And if you try to clean yourself up, it's not going to work because you've sinned in the past. And you're probably still going to sin in the future. So whatever you do within yourself is not going to change the fact of the matter that we all deserve to go to hell and that you're going to go there if you die without Christ. And the way you get Christ is you repent of your sins. You put away that way of living and put your trust in Christ. It means everything. It doesn't just mean sleeping around with everybody. It means sleeping around all together. If you guys really love your, and I really think you do, I can come tell. If you really love your, stop sleeping together. Stop getting any foothold to that. When I became a Christian, I was engaged and married. I was sleeping with that girl all the time. I had to stop. I thought, listen, we have to stop today. Never have sex again until we get married, because that's what God says. And Jesus said Himself, if you love me, and you said you do, Scott, you said you love me. If you love me, obey my commands. He said, why do you say you love me, but do not do what I tell you to do? And about do not have sex outside of marriage. Do not get drunk. So when you're trying to compare yourself, Scott, and I used to do this too. Don't compare yourself to others, what they're doing. But they're on their way to hell too. Compare yourself to God's standard. Okay? And when you compare yourself to His standard, you're gonna see, first of all, I'm no better than these people. Second of all, you're going to see, I have a lot farther to go, and I need to strive to make that stand.
So it's like you'll feel it when he
gives
you that sign.
Well, what I'm telling you is, you have to sign that for sharing the truth. What you need to do is you need to go alone, get by yourself, and say, God, I don't want to live this way any longer. I know I had to be a good person in the past. I've tried to be a good person in the future. I can't do it. And even if I did become a good person in the future, it's not going to change the fact that I deserve hell like you. See, when Christ died on the cross, this is what happened. God's wrath fell upon him, so it won't have to fall upon you and me. He was a substitute. He stepped in. He lived a holy, sinless, pure, never broke God's law of life. And then he died on the cross for you and for me. And he did it so you wouldn't have to go through that. So he's a substitute. You just push place him. He got God's wrath and God's punishment on the cross, everything he went through before the cross. And you get God's forgiveness, God's grace, God's mercy in heaven and the earth. Because he's chosen to repent. He's chosen to forsake your sin and trust in him. But you must forsake all sin. You can't just pick and choose what you're going to keep and what you're going to give away. You can't say, well, I'm going to get drunk and stuff, I'm sleeping around. Do that. Yes, he does. And if you do really mean it, you do, he will supernaturally change you from inside out, and he'll make you never want to do these things again. Not that you never will. But
just when it's time.
That's right. You won't want to do it anymore. I mean, I walk around here tonight. I used to be a drunkard. I have no desire to go in here and get a beer and get drunk. I used to be a fornicator. I have no desire to go out there and do something, whether I say I love him or not. This is good, guys. Okay, so it doesn't matter how much you read his word, how much you pray, if you haven't repented and trusted in him and become born again, in the end, you're going to go to hell. And I don't tell you that because I want to condemn you. I tell you that because I love you and it's the truth. And I want you to become a Christian. That's how you become one. Does that make sense? Okay, so, appreciate it, Scott.
Hey, if y'all don't talk to anybody tonight other than us, you just know that y'all hate you.
I have an email address on there. Please tell me, if you guys decide to do this, please tell me. I'd like to get you guys to a good church and get you some discipleship. There's sort of some ministry that are really good, maybe can't do faith in Christ. But as soon as you become a Christian, right, as soon as you become a Christian, the first thing you do is get involved in a church that's a Bible-believing, Bible-obeying church and start learning the Word of God. I mean, when you first become a Christian, I first became a Christian, I need to learn. I need someone to teach me. That's what you need when you become a Christian. So guys, please, don't wait another day. Go home tonight. Because the truth is, guys, even though you're young, I know you guys are young, you die without Christ. That's not God's will. Not God's will at all. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Sarah. I'm Sarah.
Yeah, have a good night, Sarah. All right. Ladies and gentlemen.